All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Terrible Lap Fishing. Now, I am doing some work right now in my studio. I make fishing lures and arts and crafts and stuff like that. I do a lot of art. And so that little humming that I'm going to hopefully in post-production get rid of, it will disappear. But it's a humming. What do I want to talk to you? Let's talk about the challenge. So a few days ago, I see on Facebook, Sidelines Pizzeria. You guys know Sidelines? So it's over on Main Street. And they posted this thing called the Wall of Flame. Now, I didn't know Sidelines. I never go in there practically. My daughter likes the pizza there. But, so I saw the Wall of Flame. We go, now, every place I've ever gone in, now I've known where there was a Wall of Flame. I am on it. All right. I was raised with hot food. And it was, it's nothing. It's not like it would affect me like it does everybody else. I don't have, the exit like everybody else, or the entrance of anybody else. So I posted on Facebook, says, piece of cake, or should I say chicken wings? Because their challenge was chicken wings. And so they replied, said, come try. And so my son and I, we were out for a walk, because I live just above downtown on Washington Street. And so in the Yawana Heights. And so my home is like 110 years old, and trying to figure out, who built the home, because I want to name it. And I cannot find, even at the assessor's office, I couldn't find any information on who built this home. So I need to just keep asking. I went to the museum. I went to the library. I've gone online. I know. So anyway, Russell and I, my son, we were walking around and coming up, and I was going to take him to lunch at Amy's for a burger. They got good burgers at Amy's. But we were walking by Sidelines. I go, oh! I looked at my boy. I says, we got to go in here. So we walked inside, and I looked at the Wall of Flame. Wasn't that many people on it, a couple dozen. And so I asked her, I said, what is this thing, Wall of Flame? She goes, well, she says, you got to eat 10 chicken wings in 7 minutes with a 5-minute burn time. I go, well, that ain't much. She goes, well, a lot of people say that. And I go, she goes, they're like 2 million Scovilles. And I looked at her, I says, 2 million? I go, the hot sauce I cook with is 15 million. I go, I just had 1 million Scovilles last week. And I go, it was like ketchup. I go, cook them up. I said, cook them up. So I did a live on my YouTube channel. And I just had to. I mean, I got challenged. I mean, my ability to take heat is nothing to be trifled with, nor to be questioned. And there was a Wall of Flame. Now, so I do a live. I take my camera over to the Wall of Flame and tell everybody what's going to happen. And they give you a t-shirt. If you succeed, they give you a t-shirt. And they take your picture and they put you on the Wall of Flame. And I didn't know, they gave me an ice cream bar too. afterwards. So, every place that has a Wall of Flame's got a shtick. There was one place in Sonora, or Jamestown. It was Jamestown, just south of Sonora. In California and near Modesto, Jamestown, there was a hot sauce spot, and they had a Wall of Flame. Of course, I got to get on the Wall of Flame. And so she they have a disclaimer. And on the disclaimer, it tries to scare you. You may die. You know, you may go to the hospital. You may do, you know, it's just, yeah, they try to scare you. This place in Jamestown, it's probably not there anymore because it was a long time ago. She rings this, like, fire bell. Bing, 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 bing. And I go, well, what's that for? She goes, well, I'm just telling the fire department what is about to happen. So she had this whole thing she played out. Now, at Sidelines, they got something similar. Now, they don't have a fire bell. What they do have is a flashing red light, you know, that police have on their cars. They take out of their glove compartment, stick on their car. Well, that's what this is, just a flashing red light. And she puts it on the, after my disclaimer information, she puts this red light up on the on my booth, and then she gives me gloves. So I gotta have my gloves on because it's hot sauce. I understand that. You know, you don't want to touch your eye when you got hot sauce. All right, you might as well go to the hospital right there and then. And so she gives me my gloves, and then she brings me my 10 chicken wings. Now, I don't mind heat at all. I really don't mind heat at all, as long as it's flavorful. I love a sweet heat. My hot sauce is a sweet heat, usually hickory. It's got some fruitiness to it. I mean, it's sweet, but it's powerful. And I like that. I like that a lot. So, she brings me this little basket of chicken wings. My son's sitting there watching. He knows. He knows, Dad. And she goes, the timer's going to start when you take your first bite. And you can't leave anything on the bone. And you can't use your hand to pick the meat off. You got to use your mouth. You know, you can't wipe your mouth. You can't take a drink, you know, during this period of time of the challenge. So I said, all right. So this is all on a video on my YouTube channel, Terrible Fishing. Sidelines Pizzeria or Bar and Grill or whatever it's called. Sidelines, you know, down on Main Street. And so I start, you know, and there's a trick. I will tell you, there is a trick. I've never been timed before. You know, I can handle heat, but nobody ever really timed me before. And there is a trick, and I will tell you that when you eat hot sauce or a pepper or something, it doesn't get hot, okay, until you swallow. So you need to chipmunk this thing or squirrel it, you know, squirrel it away in your cheeks. So I'm just, you know, getting the meat off of all these bones. I'm just storing it into my fat cheeks as much as I can. And then you just got to chew it up. And at that moment, when you swallow, then the heat's going to hit you. So I probably do like 3 or 4 of these wings and store it up in my fat cheeks. And then I swallow and I said, all right. You know, it actually was very tasty. I will tell you that if you do this challenge, you will, if you can handle heat, you will enjoy the chicken wings. You're just going to have a good time eating them because they are very delicious. It is a sweet, almost pineapple mango type of sweetness to the barbecue sauce that they put on it. They say it's 2 million Scovilles, but I will tell you the one thing about Scoville units. Scoville units are, there's no industry standard to Scoville units. None. And so they could just say whatever they want. That's 2 million. You know, 15 million. 500,000. Whatever. You know, just they just pick it out of the air. You know, it all depends. If you're a wuss, it's high. If you're not a wuss, it's low. So anyway, so I started eating all these wings. And I can't take a drink like I just did with my coffee. My lips are burning. I have a goatee, so it's like, you know, and it's all red. My lips are burning. All right. And just because there were tears, it doesn't mean I was crying, because I wasn't crying. But you do tear up, your nose runs, stuff like that. I was able to blow my nose. I just couldn't wipe my mouth. And I think they want your lips to burn. That's why they didn't allow me to wipe my mouth. But so I finished all 10 wings fairly, within, 5.5 minutes or so. It was quite a bit of food, actually. I thought it wasn't going to be that much food, but, it wasn't too bad. And then as soon as I finished, to her satisfaction, she started the 5 minutes on the burn. Now, this really was the hardest part, because when you stop eating hot food, at that point, you start feeling the hot heatness of that food. So this 5 minutes is really the torture test for an individual to not hit a drink. And she did allow me to wipe my mouth, but just not with a wet cloth. I had to use napkins. So it was still there. But she had a big wet towel ready for me at the end of 5 minutes. And, I did okay. I mean, you watch the video. I mean, there's some tearing, some nose running, which happens with hot food. I mean, I wasn't screaming. I wasn't crying. I wasn't, oh, my God, this is so hot. No, I didn't do any of that. So these two older guys, they were at the bar. And they had seen a guy my size talk up his game and then die after two wings and started sucking on the cola machine's ice dispenser. So they were skeptics. They were skeptics. But, this is Michael Ruffino. Yeah. Mr. Heat. I bring the heat. Even in fishing, I bring the heat. So they they were impressed. They high-fived me, these two older guys. After the 5 minutes, I was able to use that wet towel and clean my beard off and my lips. And, my lips were hot for 10 minutes afterwards. And just call me Hot Lips, next time you see me. Yeah, Hot Lips. Yeah, that's right. It's because of sidelines. And then I got this beautiful shirt, black shirt, said sidelines. It says, I survived the Hot Wings Challenge. Or something like that. And anyways, really nice shirt, t-shirt. And she took a picture of me with my t-shirt, my award. And I guess they'll print that picture one day and put it up on their wall of fame. At the end of the year, she says, they're thinking about inviting everybody back that has survived and do a championship challenge. So, piece of cake. And there's only one hot sauce, that I can't endure on that kind of level, and that's a hot sauce called Mad Dog. I use it in cooking, but you really can't use a lot of it. Mad Dog is probably the meanest hot sauce I've ever had in my life, and I've had a lot of hot sauces. I mean, Da Bomb ain't that. I mean, Da Bomb's just hot for hot. Dave's Insanity is just hot for hot. They're not tasty at all. It's just like a lot of vinegar and stuff, and it's not very good. But, so anyway, that's my challenge this week. Walking along Main Street, enjoying the day, and I get sucked into a restaurant. And I have not broken my streak. I am on every wall of flame I've ever stood in front of. I mean, you ever watch Princess Bride? Don't ever challenge a Sicilian. Best scene in Princess Bride is the Sicilian one, and that's me. Although, I didn't die. So that Sicilian died. All right. In the next segment, we're going to tell you where I'm at right now. While you listen to this, I'm going to tell you where I'm at. And it's actually pretty cool.